The most revealing example of this occurred in the agony of our Lord in the Garden of Olives. Christ foresaw his passion that lay ahead of him. He foresaw the sufferings he'd have to undergo. What did God, as man, do? He prayed. If God became man to teach us to pray, we surely need to pray. Oh, how much, how frequently, how deeply we should all pray. Remember what Christ told his Father. Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me. Yet, and that yet summarizes our lives. Yet, not my will, but thine be done. All of us, in greater or less measure, are asked to share the agony of our Savior. And the secret is to keep praying, asking the Lord what He wants us to choose. And then we find out He wants us to choose, then pray for the strength to choose what He wants us to choose. One last area of this meditation. We worship God by our sacrifices. Sacrifice is surrender or giving up of something we like out of love for God. Oh, the English language. That's not what we're talking about. We like many things, but sacrifice is giving up what we naturally like out of love for God. God will put persons, He has put persons, places, things into our lives that we like. We somehow and spontaneously thank God for giving me the husband or the children or the circumstance in which I live. But God will also infallibly put persons you don't like into your life. What does God do? Leave it to Him. It's only a short time in this world. I can now tell you how short that time is. What will He do? Well, take out of our lives, the persons, places and things that we like. And leave it to God. Put into our lives the last person we had our choice we would choose. This, I assure you, deserves closer scrutiny than we're accustomed to give it. Some persons, some places and things, God tells us we must sacrifice. We're going to avoid sin. Find out what those are. make a hard, nosed decision to get rid of those. On the other hand, there are some persons, places, and things that God does not oblige us to remove from our lives. But we'd be pleased if we did. Sure, I've said this more than once to some of you. I entered the Society of Jesus on a Wednesday. Sunday evening, I took the girl out for a date. For sure, she had a husband. Stupidly, I told her before we began to eat. She did not touch the meal. Well, Joe, I'm married to the Society of Jesus coming Wednesday. For she couldn't believe me. Was it dawn on her? Began to cry and wept during the whole meal, not touch a drop of the food. Good girl, she wrote to me 20 years later. There are, and this is the hardest part of making a retreat. Find out from God, ask Him, what are the persons, what are the places, what are the things in your life God is not ordering or commanding you to remove? I would be pleased if you gave them up. On both levels, and by giving up to God, then we especially honor the God whom we worship. And fitting worship is nothing, is not a life of sacrifice. Before we close this meditation, however, let me add one more way which we are to worship God. That is by our love. The capstone. Worshiping God with our wills, yes, the will, consists in showing Him our love. What are we saying? We are saying that while God is certainly pleased if we conform our wills to His in measuring and adjusting our desires, our fears, our choices, our sacrifices to His divine will. But the most important motive we should have in pleasing God is to give Him our love. As not only a generic statement, Him our love. Before the retreat is over, find out, ask our Lord what He wants you to do to show your deep love for Him. Let's be honest. Except for God and His love for us, this would be an empty chapel. Nobody would be here. I mean, on earth, a certain limited number of years to show our love for God. And then our eternity depends on how generously and selflessly We have loved God, during our short stay on earth. And what or whom does God mainly want us to love? I've counseled too many married people not to know. Not a few husbands on the one hand, wives on the other. All. They will tell you they love God. Even now they love God by showing the love for certain persons. But whatever you do before this retreat closes, ask yourselves before God, how much time, how much effort, how much energy, how much of yourself do you give to those persons whom God wants you to love especially? Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. As the children begin to grow up, my husband has told me, Father, my wife cooks the meals. She's kind to me. But I must say, her love is elsewhere. This is the hardest part of the retreat. How does God want me to show my love to the person that He places in my life, to those people who are objectively most important in my life? And the last analysis, that is why God made us. To love. And to love means giving that person your heart. Oh, how many hours I could speak on this subject. A closing prayer. This, of course, is the famous prayer of St. Ignatius. But every word touches on our subject. Receive, O Lord, all my liberty. Take my memory, my understanding, my entire will. Whatsoever I have or hold, you have given to me. I give it all back to you and surrender it wholly to be governed by your will. Give me, Lord, give me only your love and your grace, and I'm rich enough. And ask Him for nothing more. Prayer closes. Our full reward is coming. That's what heaven is all about. Lord Jesus, teach us how and whom we are to love. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.